Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now in D.C., everybody thinks it's a great idea to hand Ukraine $33 billion. I kind of think maybe they should think that through. They're not going to. But there will be bad consequences. And as usual, the hacks in D.C. will not be on the hook for those bad consequences. And then they recently had the Met Gala. And when I watched what was going on at the Met Gala, I'm very sorry to tell you that I kind of think the French probably had the right idea 230 years ago. Now, back to Ukraine. With the military officers, they used to get the Saudis used to try to bribe them all the time in Saudi Arabia. But if you want the big leagues of corruption, you have to go to Ukraine. It is mind-boggling. It's suitcases of cash. Mind-boggling. And this is not about the people of Ukraine. I support them. I never have trained with them. I was always training to fight them. But, you know, we have trained them in the past, and we have deployed with them in the past. And, you know, I know that Russia and Ukraine have ancient beefs that you and I can't comprehend. And I'm not out here to sort them out for you or for them. What I can say is there's nothing at issue here justifying Russia sending in 200,000 mechanized troops. I want Ukraine to push them out. But I'm not going to pretend the Ukrainians are angels. Their propaganda was laid on pretty thick early on, and none of the saps who bought the manifestly silly Ghost of Kiev thing have come out and fessed up. Notably among them is Adam Kinzinger, the soon-to-be jobless Liz Cheney rumpsniff, who went all in on the story, but then he's so dumb he trusts the Democrats, and they promptly redistricted him into unemployment. Nor do I have any doubt that there have been Ukrainian war crimes. Not because Ukrainians are exceptionally wicked, but because there are always war crimes, particularly when lots of lightly trained armed men defending their homes are involved. But Ukraine is an exceptionally corrupt country, and with $33 billion inbound, there is approximately 0% chance that the local kleptocracy is going to be able to resist carving out a huge, juicy chunk of that. They're going to get paid. And I expect a significant amount to find its way back to America to pay off the people writing the check on that account. Ukrainians need weapons and ammo and food and medicine. I'm happy to give it to them. Too happy. But this giveaway is going to be it's a cluster, and the last part of that phrase rhymes with luck. And there's a significant chance the flow of arms will be significantly impacted by the inevitable graft. See, that always begins as a trickle, and then as it goes on and on and on unabated, that becomes just a deluge, the graft. What leaves America will not necessarily arrive on the front lines adjacent to the Donbas. It might well end up sold off and in the hands of our enemies. Are we going to resist or insist on any oversight? And understand this. I don't know the answer. I want the Russians to lose, and I want them to go home. And I sure don't want our boys and girls to do the dirty work. That means the Ukrainians have to fight this fight. So this means necessarily we have to ship a lot of stuff to them. And that necessarily means shipping over a lot of stuff that goes bang. Speaking of equipment, I wish we had a time machine to return to the November 2020 and re-elect Trump, since Putin would never have dared pull this with Trump in office as opposed to the crustacean in chief. But that's not happening. What is happening is that our weapon stocks are depleting. Modern high-intensity combat uses an astonishing amount of ammo. Astonishing. I mean, it's there's no way to measure it. I don't even know. It would have to be measured in trailer loads. We only have so much. And it's like that. Like they're making a bunch of new Stingers and Javelins anymore. President Gumby and the same geniuses who thought Kabul was a masterstroke are failing, shocker, to refill our bunkers and armories. What happens if we find we need to fight a war tomorrow? There's a chance that we run out of key weapon systems. And we might even find ourselves facing our own stuff. And that gets our guys dead. So it's a double-decker dereliction of duty. Handing over tons of money you know will get stolen. And failing to backfill what we sent east. And what do we expect from the guy who made Jimmy Carter into merely the second worst president in the last century? Now, what was the name of that movie? There's a movie out where they were hunting people, and I think they were actually supposed to be conservatives, but let's think of hunting the rich as a group. I don't hate the rich as a group, but I would like to be one of them myself. But the Metropolitan Museum of Art Gala, if you saw what was going on there, if you saw the spectacle of all this, it made me want to projectile vomit. And, of course, the fatter, dumber Marie Antoinette of American politics, pantsuit Von Clinton, she was there, waddled up, had plenty to say about her dress, which was probably bought with the proceeds of the sale of Haitian children's organs. And besides that creature, there were plenty of musical stars we've never heard of and movie stars we cared nothing about at all striding about in their fancy duds. The media was very, very up on this. They were cooing about the glamour of it all. And that's really a bit much when the leader of this cast, Grand Paul Badfinger, has so wrecked the economy and cranked up inflation that many of the rest of us are gobbling down ramen rather than the chef-made crudites. Tone deaf does not begin to describe it. Infuriating gets closer to it, but their contempt for normal people has been undeniable since social media came along and they stopped being able to not say the quiet part out loud. And that's good, because everyone should see what they really think of us. Every one of us, anyway. I want everyone to see this. Come on, tell us what we should, that we should be eating cake. You know you want to. I want you to, because November is coming, baby, and Election Day is the next best thing to a guillotine. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, was wearing a jacket that said, "Stop Gun Violence." Now, I don't want to be, I don't want to be, how should I put this? I don't want to be the one to get out there and say virtue signaling has taken on a whole new level. But when you're wearing clothing saying stop gun violence, and I was having a discussion today with somebody that told me that what I was telling him was the quiet part nobody wants to hear. Since Black Lives Matter has happened, More black people, not just people of color, black people have died, then were lynched in the entirety between the end of the Revolutionary War and the Civil Rights Movement in the 60s. More. So, if you want to end gun violence, you got to go to where the gun violence is, and you got to do more than wear a jacket saying, end gun violence. I do a lot more than that. You got to get out there and you got to create situations. You got to go out there and shore up the family and everything else. But hey, you guys go ahead and enjoy your Met Gala. Some people are out there trying to enjoy their saltines. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Schools have been becoming indoctrination factories. They're trying to turn your children against their country and against the value set you're trying to teach them. It is what the teachers' unions intend. And amazingly, that's just fine with President Joe Biden, who told a gathering of teachers and union bigwigs on April 27th that the kids are yours when they're in the classroom. This wasn't just a Biden stumble. He repeated it for emphasis. They are all our children. They're not somebody else's children. Well, very sorry, Joe. Parents have a right to know what their children are being taught and to set limits. And state legislators in at least 12 states have introduced bills requiring teachers to post teaching materials, including books and videos, on a website for parents to inspect before their kids see them. Good teachers won't care. They'll have no problem with that. But ideologically driven teachers, as well as the unions, are fighting back, and that includes Randy Weingarten, head of the American Federation of Teachers. As she launched Teacher Appreciation Week, and most teachers do deserve our appreciation, Weingarten smeared classroom transparency requests as a work of political extremists. I did not realize that was extreme. Concerned parents are not political extremists, but Biden is joining the attack against transparency, parroting the unions. He and most Democrats in Congress are teachers' union flunkies. Democrats delivered hundreds of billions in COVID relief to school districts, including $46 billion, to teach critical race theory. By the way, that included $9 billion alone for CRT in New York schools. He also kowtowed to the unions to prolong school closings and masking, and then allowed the unions to dictate what the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would require to reopen schools. Now, when he was a candidate, he vowed to end federal support for charter schools, and his new regulations have that obvious intent. Another obsequious gesture to the unions. Weingarten and National Education Association President Rebecca Pringle probably have more power in the Biden administration than any senator or cabinet member. And that would be fine if they were wielding their clout to ensure children acquire strong reading and math skills, but that's not their agenda. The American Federation of Teachers website shows the union is more committed to political activism than reading and STEM instruction. It urges visitors to take action on student debt, voting rights, and passing the Equality Act. What they fail to mention is that fewer than half of New York City's third to eighth graders can read at grade level. Or that overall study, students in the U.S. rank behind many other countries in math. No call to action there. The AFT website also declares the U.S. is facing health, economic, and racial challenges, all made worse because of Donald Trump. I doubt those 75 million people who voted for Trump in 2020 entrust their children's education to an organization so politically biased. I do. Joining the unions to fight a parent's right to know is none other than the Democratic Party, which is no surprise. The unions gave 94% of their money to Democratic candidates and their parties, according to data-tracking nonprofit Open Secrets. And in tit-for-tat, Democrats are demonizing Republicans who support curriculum transparency. Like Senator Chris Murphy, who I would love to throat punch. I don't know why, just because of the way he looks. He calls them mean, hateful, and spiteful. Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne Jr. says Republicans will be forced to own the meanness. For what? Keeping discussions of sex out of elementary school classrooms? Murphy lamely predicts that Republicans backing curriculum transparency are going to lose because it's just not true that it's popular to pick on gay kids. And that is a willful distortion. Nobody advocates bullying gay kids. Nobody advocates bullying any kids. All children deserve kindness. But that doesn't mean kindergartners should be instructed on how boys can transition to become a girl or vice versa. Nearly half of teachers agree these issues don't belong in the classroom, according to an Education Week poll. Biden often jokes that he sleeps with a teachers' union member, the same one every night, First Lady Jill Biden. Cute, but he shouldn't sell out to the rest. Parents care more than anyone else about their own children. They should decide what the schools teach, not far-left ideologues running the teachers' unions. We're not preparing these kids. These kids are convinced. They're being convinced. And they're being totally confused. by some of these things going on here. The only thing I can hope for, thankfully my grandchildren are homeschooling. I'm very thankful for that. I've never been a big up to that point.
Someone is at the front door.
Up to a certain point, there was a time when I was not much of one for homeschooling. Because I thought you students were losing socialization that they would get from being with with other students their age. But now, given what they're being indoctrinated with, I'm very pleased that they are not. The parents in each school district should have a say in what the schools teach. That is without a doubt. You know, whatever happened to the PTA? Does anybody know the Parent Teacher Association? Did that just go away? Is that over? Are there no more PTA meetings? Because I don't honestly know. Because I have, my youngest child is 31 years old. Been a while since I had to worry about that. Been a while. But in the interim, what is making this crucial for me is that my generation, at least people like me and like you, are trying to do something to leave a country where at least they're going to have opportunity, they're going to have chances, they're going to have, all of these fake outrages go away. And that's not, they're doing their very level best to not do that. And it, once again, you know, it's not a big plurality of people, but it is teachers, and they seem to get, the teachers themselves seem to get indoctrinated, but why wouldn't they? Because they're products of the university program, which, like I talked about yesterday, maybe they should just go ahead and, you know, pay all, just forgive all that student debt and put it on the taxpayers and just make everybody mad. Just so we could see what that would do. Just so we could see the outrage. And then that would knock, they would have to knock the, they'd have to knock the feds out of the whole student loan game. That should be something where the universities have skin in the game. But all these teachers, they're products of the University of Academia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is moving more aggressively against rising inflation.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying inflation is much too high and must come down. President Biden says without proof, the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion is about a lot more than abortion.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked?
The illegally obtained draft suggests abortion rights will once again be a state issue versus a federal one. Biden, who ran on uniting the country, also said this MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that has existed. You're listening to USA Radio News. Abortion is back on the minds of many Americans.
The Supreme Court mulls dropping Roe v. Wade in an effort to save lives. Such a move would put states on the hook for deciding the fate of abortions. Data from the Guttmacher Institute, the number of U.S. women who get abortions, has decreased dramatically in recent decades, with typical patients now trending to be in their 20s and living in Democrat-run states. In 2019, nearly 630,000 abortions were reported to the CDC. The agency also reported roughly 18% of all pregnancies in America end in abortion. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The owner of TurboTax is going to pay a lot of money for charging for services that should have been offered for free. An agreement involving all 50 states and Washington, D.C. will see financial software company Intuit pay $141 million to low-income Americans who paid for those free services. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Thankfully, let me rephrase that. One of my sons went to trade school, and one of my sons is currently, and he's still in college. He's still trying to get a certification for something. And he is incurring some debt. And He has asked for nothing. He's working to pay his own debt. It's not a matter of me listening to complaints or anything. I know people that went to college, lived at home, commuted 30 hours a week and worked 20 hours a week, as well as working full-time during the summer. They worked their way through various means through law school. If they did take out a loan, they took out a small loan they could pay off within a few years of graduating. So, when we come down to this whole plan about canceling $1.6 trillion in outstanding student loan debt, there's a lot of people out there that resent that. Not only is Biden's plan offensive, but he has no legal authority, and I believe no constitutional authority to do this. See, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can say debts don't no longer exist when you're the president. And there's no question why he wants to do it. College students, especially straight out of the university mill, are his base. Especially college graduates who spent 4, 5, 6 or more years in college while incurring tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands in student loan debt to get that degree in women's, queer, or Africana studies. These are not useful skills. They confer no practical benefit on the graduates or America as a whole. In fact, the only way you could actually make any money knowing that, having that degree, would be to teach it in college. So you'd have to find a place to teach it yourself. Crazy loans started when the government took over the student loan program. Colleges and universities knew that what that meant. In terms of tuition, the sky was the limit because suddenly there was free money to be had. Neither colleges nor banks had to pursue unpaid loans. The government was the heavy now. Some had been wondering how Democrats can go from a government backing the loans to a president unilaterally erasing all debt obligations. So, I was grateful when John Hinderaker wrote The Student Loan Scam. And he points to a Wall Street Journal article that identifies the statutory authority. Progressives claim that the Higher Education Act of 1965 grants the president sweeping authority to compromise, i.e. modify, student loans. Since Congress granted the Education Department the power to create student debt, they argue the Biden administration also has the power to cancel it. Which, that's a scam. Hinderaker, of course, concludes that this is a ludicrous argument. Under Sections 432A, 5, and 6, the Education Commissioner has the power to sue to enforce student loans, and students can sue the Commissioner. This litigation-related power includes the right to compromise claims, something that, in context, clearly means the power to settle individual claims. That means mediation. But it doesn't mean cancellation. The idea that this entitles the commissioner or the president to simply cancel all outstanding loan obligations is ridiculous. Aside from the fact that the law on which Democrats rely does not hand to the president the power to erase $1.6 trillion in debt, I see two other possible problems, although I may be stretching here. Now, if Biden cancels $1.6 trillion in debt obligations, the debt doesn't magically vanish. Instead, the $1.6 trillion becomes a new obligation imposed on taxpayers, one that Congress did not previously authorize. So, in other words, it becomes a tax increase. And this will mean the president has created a tax when, in fact, only the power to tax, that only rests exclusively with Congress. And now the Constitution, Section 8, Clause 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States, but all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. So Biden's responsibility is limited to using the money raised from taxes in the way that Congress authorizes. There is nothing in his constitutional authority to create what's effectively a vast new tax obligation on the American public. Likewise, if he erases $1.6 trillion in debt in a single swoop, he's effectively creating a new law in America. Government-paid college and university education of the kind seen in Europe. And why do I say that? Because Biden cannot cancel currently existing debt without going forward and canceling future acquired debt. Because after all, he's claimed that he's not pandering for votes. There's a principle involved here. So, Biden's executive order, if allowed, will magically achieve what Democrats have always craved, which is the European system. It doesn't matter to Democrats that a much smaller percentage of Europeans go to college than Americans do. Actually, be good if a smaller percentage went here as well. What should matter to all of us is that just as canceling $1.6 trillion in debt will create a backdoor tax, it will also create a piece of backdoor legislation that will see the government pay for all higher education. And Biden doesn't get to do that. Nothing has changed. His job under the Constitution is to enforce, not enact, the laws of the land. Maybe I'm pushing the edge of the envelope on these things a little bit. But Biden's plan, which is something no president has ever dared do before, demands understanding and the actual effect of his plan at a governmental level and seeing how it intersects with and violates the constitutional limits on presidential power. And we have to decide how far that's going to be allowed to go. And this may turn into a thing where if he does something that is unconstitutional this way, would this be a high crime and misdemeanor that he'd be doing? He'd be violating the Constitution on a couple of levels. He'd be violating the law on a couple of levels. So could they get him with high crimes and misdemeanors? Could he be impeached? And if, that's not something that the Democrats, you know, everybody's been sitting back going, when are the Democrats going to pull the trigger on getting him to step back so that they don't have to worry about 2024? Well, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They haven't done it yet. I don't see them doing it anytime soon. And they're not going to do that because Kamala Harris is just as much of a nothing burger as he is. Except right now he's out there doing the stuff that they want him to do because it's being fed into his little earpiece there. So, I'm waiting to see how this plays out. We got these two things happening right now. We got that, and we got what's happening in the Supreme Court with the leak, if you will. Which I kind of think the leak is supposed to be some sort of a May surprise for the 2022 election. We'll see. Has nothing to do with anybody that's in power right now, though. Nothing at all. This is the legal system. This is lawfare. This is what the left wanted to do. This is how you create law without passing law. And that's what Roe versus Wade was. And while they go completely, while they come completely unglued on that one, they need to, we need to be recording this because when Heller comes up, we need to make that as sacrosanct as Roe versus Wade. Except Heller and McDonald are actually rooted in the Bill of Rights, which Roe versus Wade is just made up out of thin air. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, you know, in New York City, there should be no crime at all. There should be no gun crime at all because they have one of the highest rated grades from the Giffords Foundation when it comes to their gun safety laws. Probably, and I'm not sure, but I think they have already banned ghost guns. I don't know how they actually enforce that, because that's why they're ghost guns, because they're homemade guns. Some of them are made with kits. Some of them are just made with stuff. Now, a fast food worker obsessed with ghost guns the other day built one, killed a man, or hurt two apparently innocent bystanders when he opened fire with one of the untraceable weapons in a Bronx store early Tuesday, cops and sources said. Which, first of all, there's the first fallacy in the article where they're saying untraceable. No guns are traceable. Right? There's not some magic. Every time, you know, when you get a piece of brass, you see the brass and they've done the markings and everything else. That only lasts... I mean, as soon as you shoot that weapon 100 times, that's all changed. All of that is changing because it's metal on metal. And it is grinding itself down. It is imperceptible as it does it, but it is doing it. This particular pilgrim who decided to get out there and kill a bunch of people that, for reasons that I am unaware of at the moment, his name is Edison Cruz, 25 years old. He's been accused of repeatedly ordering online parts for the makeshift weapons and having them mailed to his elderly parents' home. He was nabbed at the eatery where he works on Jerome Avenue, thanks to cops poring over surveillance footage in the area. He had chased his 31-year-old target into a bodega in Mount Hope around 12:50 a.m. and wildly opened fire, according to cops and police sources. I have seen the video of this. This guy... He wasn't trying to hide from nobody because there was nobody there to stop him. Cops weren't there. Shooting on East Burnside Avenue near Grand Concourse occurred during the first hours of the deployment of additional NYPD night patrols through the city. Although a high-ranking police source said the extra roaming groups of officers were not in the shop's neighborhood overnight. These commands rotate based on events, according to the source. Cruz's victim, a man with a long criminal history whose identity has not been released pending family notification, took a bullet to the back of his head and was pronounced dead at the scene. Two other people inside the store, a man and a woman, both 34, were struck in the fray and were not believed to be the intended targets. Man was shot in the left arm and the woman in the torso. Both were taken to St. Barnabas Hospital, where the woman was listed as critical and the man remained in stable condition. Cruz was arrested and charged with murder in the second degree, manslaughter, and criminal possession of a weapon. Motive still unknown as of this moment. Now, so far, even though this is a, you know, it's possession of a weapon, criminal possession of a weapon, that means he couldn't have a weapon. Which, in New York City, nobody can have a weapon, so that's no big deal. But he's been on the cops' radar for ghost guns and other weapons, including a grenade launcher, dating back to 2020, according to law enforcement sources. A grenade launcher? That wasn't a tell? So here's his festive journey through the system. He's been arrested three times, but was set free the first two times because the charges weren't bail eligible under New York State's controversial bail laws. On his third arrest, bail was initially set at $15,000, but after an application by his attorney, he was released in July under the supervision of alternative justice group Bronx Connect, according to the Bronx District Attorney's Office. Now, a source told New York Post, this is the poster child for the dangerousness of ghost guns. Well, let's examine that, shall we? Let's unpack that. Cruz was arrested in June 2020 when he was spotted walking through the Bronx with a protective vest, a plate carrier. They call it a bulletproof vest, but it's not a bulletproof vest. No, nothing is bulletproof. And a grenade launcher strapped to his back. They eventually recovered an operable shotgun, two Ghost Polymer 80 handgun receivers, or just, you know, the ghost part is there for the ooh. But Poly 80 handgun receivers, manufacturing tools, and Glock parts from his family's home, where he was living, according to officials and law enforcement sources. Then, about 2 months later, Cruz allegedly hit his mother in the face with a plastic takeout container pasta during a dispute, according to the complaint against him. He also told his mom, you're not going to grow to be old. I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill myself. When the police responded to this, they found a... Now, they've already been there once, remember? They found all this other stuff. Now, they found a manufactured ghost gun, a fully completed one. Homemade gun. Loaded, multiple gun parts, and another protective vest in the home. Cruz, who had a hatchet as well, told responding officers he used the guns for educational purposes. I don't know who he was trying to educate. Second arrest sparked a special investigation into Cruz that found he continued to order shipments of gun parts in the spring of 2021. A resulting search warrant of May 11, 2021 found a completed handgun, four Poly 80 handgun receivers, an AR-15 lower receiver and upper receiver, another ballistic vest, and multiple other handgun parts and magazines. His parents obtained orders of protection against him earlier that month, which prohibited Cruz from possessing any firearms, according to the criminal complaint. Cruz told cops in an interview, these are my toys. It's a hobby of mine. These parts are to make firearms. That's a loaded firearm. I don't sell guns. I've sold parts in the past, but never a completed gun. Now, the Bronx DA requested $15,000 after that case, but Cruz was released into Bronx Connect's care 2 months later on July 2021. He was due back in court on those charges May the 19th, which we haven't gotten to yet. And we get this from a law enforcement source. If you're carrying or possessing illegal weapons and get arrested and they let you out, and then you get arrested again with more illegal weapons and they let you out, the logical question is, what does it take to get someone with a gun held in jail when they keep showing us how dangerous they are? Well, I would have to say, apparently it takes somebody shooting and killing somebody with that. So when they get, you know, the part that struck me, this is coming from the New York Post. And the New York Post is reporting that as if it's, you know, this is the dangerousness of ghost guns. A homemade gun is no more dangerous than a factory-made gun. Most of the factory-made guns in in the black market are, none of them are serialized. They've all had that scratched off. Right now, one of the things that they're trying to do is call for micro-stamping, which I've talked about. Micro-stamping is a it's an answer to a question nobody's asking. When they get out there and say, these guns are untraceable, congratulations, they all are. If you go and find a gun that has a serial number, you may be able to find who bought it originally. And then the problem becomes, unless it was a state where they had a registry, if he sold the gun, he never needed to report it to anybody by law. You don't have to get out there and say, well, I've sold this gun, and I moved on to that gun. You don't have to do that. So, the common denominator here is this guy keeps, committing these crimes and being all kinds. He's the weapon. He's the weapon, not the pieces that he's using. He had a hatchet too. Would they be as upset about things if he'd used a hatchet? I would be very upset if he was a hatchet murderer myself, because that's extremely violent. So, ghost guns. Ghost guns are that's a made up phrase. That's a made-up phrase. There's a lot of guns in the system now today that are very legal that don't have serial numbers on them, because serialization only became a thing, I think, in 1968. But I could be wrong about that. I'm going to double-check that while we go into the break. But our number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.